Your husband hadn't been nice to you today, so why should you be nice to him? Your children don't appreciate what you do for them. So why open your heart to them anymore? Just close your heart to them. Theirs is closed to you. Well, everybody else at church wears their religious mask, and they come, and they got a closed heart, and they all play in the new sports weather game. I'm just going to live that way too. Who do you think these thoughts come from? And it's become a cultural stronghold over the entire world. And the crisis of the world today is fatherlessness because of whose voice we've been listening to. And it's increasing and increasing and increasing to the point that now kill anyone who thinks they have any right to the father's heart or the father's inheritance. It's in the church. Some of the worst attack we work with leaders and pastors against leaders in the body of Christ that I've ever seen is occurring in the nations of the earth right now. As everybody is vying for power and what's rightly theirs and what they own, do you think it's any different in the church than it is in the newspapers and television right now? It's the spirit of the end of the age, and that's why before the great and terrible day of the Lord, what must happen? The spirit of Elijah, a fathering spirit, must come to the earth to restore the hearts of the fathers to the children. Because until we live life as if we have a home, you can be born again, spirit-filled, healed and delivered. Pray every healing prayer known to mankind. I shared this with John and Paula Sanford sitting right there in the Elijah house, all their staff, counselors, 400 from around the nation, about 150 of them counselors, and they said, that is the missing link to why we've so struggled to getting people free. Because how can you ever be free? As long as you're in agreement, your thoughts, her attitudes are in agreement with the Father of lies. And so he deceived. He deceived Adam and Eve. Now I find it interesting that in Corinthians you'll see a verse that Eve was deceived, but in Romans you'll see a verse, but Adam willfully sinned. That the man was the one who actually entered into the sin. But the woman was the one that was deceived by what? Orphan thinking. Oh, you'll become like your father. You see, in every one of us, a sincere desire in us, we want to be like the father. We want to be like the father. And Eve, well, I want to be like my father. But father said, don't eat of this tree. Father's mission, father's mission. Well, if I do it my way, I'll be like the father and he'll appreciate it more. You see how orphan thinking does? It's what I call the shortcut spirit. That we think our way will get us there a little bit quicker to what we want. And even then, Eve wanted to place in the Father's heart. She wanted to please the Father. She wanted to be like the Father. But orphans then convince you to start thinking like them. Okay, you're going to become like your Father, but just do it the way you want to do it, not the way he wants to do it. It's kind of like trying to get your 14-year-old son to cut the grass or to do a chore. You know the best way that's for him, but what do they know? A better way. And it's not the way you asked him to be. Now, who was the first spiritual orphan? Lucifer. What must the pain he have felt when he goes from the place of perfect love to the place of no love, nothing but hurt and emptiness and loneliness and fear. Now we've got to get everybody else into that same boat. So he causes Adam and Eve to go along with him. And what's the first thing, of course, Adam does when God comes along, when Dad comes along? Son, Where are you hiding at, man?